life. Electric word, life. It means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one.
And welcome to the show. My name is Remick Benice. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. It's going down. It's Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I wanted to start off with a shout out to Prince. It's been 1 year since he passed away. It's been a year and a couple days. Who's counting? All of us broken-hearted Prince fans. Anyway, shout out to you, the purple one, wherever you are. Yeah. So clearly couldn't get that going, but that's all right. We're gonna be just fine. I hope everybody's well out there. Once again, this is Butt, Sweat, and Beers, only on Radio Free Brooklyn, and that's Radio Free Brooklyn. Stand by for a little station business, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you would like to sponsor a show on Radio Free Brooklyn, please log on to radiofreebrooklyn.com. That's radiofreebrooklyn.com. And if you'd like to sponsor a show. And if you'd like to sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn as a whole, please, thank you. We'd love that. All the information is available online. Go ahead, and we thank you for listening into Freeform Radio. Thank you very much. Anyway, my name is Remick Benice. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. We'll be talking trash from 7 to 8 for a little bit, whatever. I'm just so happy to be here. It's ridiculous outside here in the destitute place known as Brooklyn, New York. It's about 60 degrees. Feels like 56 with overcast skies. It's about to rain because, April showers bring May flowers or but no piss tape about the president that visited Russia. No, there's none of that. Well, not yet, but we'll see. All right. Anyway, moving forward, it's going to be a lovely night. We're going to be talking about some things. We are approaching the first 100 days of Suckfest. I'm not sure if you wish to call in to tell me how your Suckfest is going. You can call in at 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. We'll be speaking about the Suckfest that is the administration known as El Trumpito de Clemente. That's right. Trumpito de Clementine. Anyway. Oh, man. It's a good day. Feeling good. I am done with jury duty. I know. I couldn't talk about it last week, but apparently it's over now, rule number one about jury duty, everybody knows. Don't talk about jury duty. Rule number two about jury duty. Oh, man, this is going to suck. Please bring your freaking charger to the jury holding area. They do have a plethora, and I do mean a plethora of outlets of jury duty, because they know now, like, hey, if you're going to keep me in a hole and you're not going to give me Wi-Fi, can you allow me to at least bring my own, and can you just supply the power? It's like a pool party without a pool. It's just really sad. It's really sad. Yeah, man. But we're just doing it big. Let's see. What else is out there? Boom. Shout outs to my friend Nikki. Happy birthday to you. We will be pushing out some music for you as such. Hopefully you're listening to the show. If not, it is what it is. You'll catch it on iTunes, because I'm a man of my word. And don't you come after me, woman. I see you. I know where you are. I know where you are. All right. Anyway, so that's all. Boom. Let's see. What else have I done this week? Hey, guess what, guys? I jailbroke my first Amazon Fire Stick. Applaud me. I am so amazing. Oh, my God. I felt so proud of myself. It took no time at all. Wow, is this what the cool kids are doing? I feel like a Russian hacker, like breaking into someone's democracy. I was amazing. So applaud me. I'm so great. Anyway, we're gonna get into a couple of things, but first I think we deserve a little Kendrick Lamar in our lives. Let's see. He came out with his new body of work, damn. And I do mean damn. That dude is freaking amazing. Is he the greatest rapper alive of all times? Time will always tell. But damn, he's trying. That dude is kind of amazing. That's all I got to say about damn. He's kind of the dude. Anyway, so let us begin with a little Kendrick Lamar. Let's see, Loyalty. Yeah, let's see what if that even comes up. Oh God, yeah. If you're listening to that sound, that's my notifications that the Airhead in Chief is sending out Twitter. is sending out his Twitter. You know, because that's how he battle raps these days. He just sends out a couple of tweets and everything like that, and then everybody must fall to one knee, and we say huzzah, huzzah. No, we don't. Whatever, man. I ain't falling for that Joker. Like, I'm not saying he's the worst thing that has ever happened to America. He's probably maybe. I'm gonna say he's top five. He's clearly top five. You know, he's not the worst thing to happen to America, but he's clearly top five. I will give him that much. You are the top five shittiest thing to ever happen to America. Know that. Anyway. All right, cool. I'm going to get on. Let's see. What am I going to get on? Oh, I'm if you'd like to join me. If you'd like to join me on Facebook Live, please do. And we'll try to get you some shout outs and stuff like that. You know, I'd like to be about the people. All right. Anyway, but here's Kendrick Lamar, Loyalty, boom, featuring Rihanna. Yay. On RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Yeah, I don't know what that or what I just played, and I don't care, but it had a little Erykah Badu in it. Welcome back to Radio Free Brooklyn, live here in Osama bin Laden's former man cave in Bushwick. My name is Remick Benice, holding it down for you, for us, you know what I'm saying? I wish you all well out there. Hello, Facebook Live, how are you doing? Boom, happy Kwanzaa if I didn't miss you. Happy Kwanzaa if I did miss you. Lashana Tova if we didn't get together, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Anyway, I hope all is well with all you out there. And shout out to everybody on Facebook Live joining in Party of One. good times. Moving forward, it has been a most wonderful day. I have broken the shackles of jury duty. Applaud me, man. I am amazing. Free. I am free. That's right. Freedom's just another word for not doing jury duty. That's all I have to say about that. I mean, look, I understand people need a proper representation of their peers out there, and that's all great and everything. Great. Wonder-frickin-ful. Like, but not, I'm not the one. I showed up, I did my part, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to you. What's up, Lonnie? Yeah, but I did my part. I did my jury duty. You can't see me for like 8 years. We good. Okay. Boom. You know, jury duty. Jury duty comes up like the Olympics, but nobody gets a medal. You know what I'm saying? So I get a letter. They told me I don't have to show up for what? Eight years or something. So I'm good to go. What's up, Earn? Good to see you. The family's looking well, and you're looking majestic and whimsical. Shout out to you too, Ernie. He used to be my college roommate. He used to let me sleep as he goes to class. Thank you, Earn. Thank you for not waking me up as the alarm clock goes off and everything like that. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, man. Way to tell on myself. Oh, man. Shout out to all my friends who went to Blue and White Weekend at Penn State. I hope it was everything. Oh, Modesto. Solano, what's going on with you? Happy to see you, homeboy. What's going on? Yeah, man. It's like a Penn State reunion over here. Good to see everybody. Oh, man. Hope everything is well with you guys. Yes, I am sweating like a piece of rotisserie gold in here, but that's okay. We're going to make this happen. Boom. What can we talk about tonight? I want to talk about 100 Days of Sadness. I've never done. Wait, let's see. I got Ennio Bong hitting me up with a message. I've never done jury duty. I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be in jail at this age. You probably should be. You know, you should be in jail just because you're Nigerian. But outside of that, you know, you probably should just be in jail, you know, period. They want you there. You don't actually, it is when they give you that you're supposed to show up in for jury duty, it is a summons. It's like you have to appear, you know, but if they don't get you, they don't get you. So yeah, there's that. But it is a summons. So every time I see it, you know what I'm saying? I just show up just because I don't want nobody banging down my door. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you're supposed to be in court today. Like, nope, not the kid. Oh my God. My former roommate in college, Ernie says, still remember when we found you passed out in the bathtub in that apartment on College Ave. You know what? That is some real talk. Okay, it happened. All right. Why we got to bring up old stuff, okay? You know, I'm just saying, you know, let's just be real. Mad Dog 2020, it's very strong, okay, and should not be mixed with other beverages. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right? Jeez, you know, as if I haven't found you with a bottle of Brugal, you know what I'm saying, and your pants down to your knees and everything like that. But we ain't going to get into that, because I'm a Christian man, you know, and I say let bygones be bygones. So whatever. Boom. So Lonnie chimes in. Thoughts on Serena and if her body will snap back after the pregnancy. Hells yeah. What? She is 35 and she is, you know, she's built like a tank. Masquerading, you know, as a freaking what's the name, like a Chippendale stripper. Like, you know, she's freaking phenomenal. Look at that body. She's 20 weeks pregnant and she looked like she just ate like a full bowl of food at Chipotle. I'm like, that's about it. You know, so when that baby pops out, like male or female, that baby's coming out with like a six pack, you know, a six pack and the ability to kick footballs at least 40 yards. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be amazing. You know, that snapback's going to be so real. Oh, my God. Man, my thing is I just wish I won that lottery, though. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see, you know, what does my skeet does with her egg, you know, but clearly that's not going to happen. So yeah. So shout out to the co-founder of Reddit, whatever. I'm sure you're going to have nice egghead babies who are also athletically inclined. You know what I'm saying? Good luck with that. Hope it works out. And your babies will be allowed to use Shea Moisture in their hair. So that's something to look forward to. I wish them nothing but wellness and goodness all through their lives. Peace to the gods and the earth. Oh, boom. So Ennio chimes in. My mother's a nurse. Men who pass out in public get their butt raped. You know, I never got my ass raped. I'm not all about ass raping. That is wrong. No, no means no. Yes means maybe. Sometimes, okay, you know what? Let's do this. But no, I was passed out, but in the confines of a safe home. You know what I'm saying? There was no stranger danger going on. I think one time in college, this was a summer. I was coming back from the bars, and I actually passed out on Old Main Lawn, and it was right in, because Old Main is like the building where the president works, and I passed out like right on the lawns. I don't know what happened. All I remember was two white folks were poking me on the back, trying to wake me up, and then I didn't say anything to them, and I just kind of scurried off like a squirrel into the distance, just like I gotta get out of here. No, you know, just it was amazing. It was amazing. Those drunky college tales. Moving forward with the evening. Yeah, man. So, Shea Moisture. Anybody got any thoughts? You know, I don't bother using Shea Moisture. I mean, I used to have hair. Well, I have hair, you know, but it don't come in like I used to. So so pretty much I just came on home. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to come on home. It is what it is. You know, if it don't grow, it's got to go. That's the way I look at it. All right. That's the key word. That's the key phrase of the day, kids. If it don't grow, it's got to go. All right. Jeez. If your hair is throwback, yo, let it be, man. You got to let that thing go. I'm not doing it, bro. No, no, no. Not me. Not the kid. Not the kid. So yeah, man. So I looked at this whole, the Shea Moisture situation. If you do not know, apparently Shea Moisture is they are a company that makes beauty products for women's hair, in addition to products for just regular, just everybody, pretty much. And in order for them to grow as a company, they're trying to open up their market share, which means they're not just going to cater to the black community. So they decide to come up with this advertising campaign, and all of a sudden, you saw Becky with the good hair, and then you saw her friend Mindy right next to her, and then there was Becca, you know what I'm saying, and then there was Bridget, and everybody was like, who the fuck is these hoes, and why are they using Shea Moisture? Is Shea Moisture gone out their mind? What is the deal? You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know what, one thing led to another, then everybody got to the high court of Black Twitter, and once it goes to Black Twitter, you know, we might as well just pretty much start with the your mama jokes right now. It's amazing. Yes, man, I love Black Twitter. God bless everybody on Black Twitter, not just Twitter, Black Twitter. That's right, because if you can find Black Twitter is the underground railroad of ratchetness. That's what it is. I mean, you got to look hard for Black Twitter, but it's there. It's there, man. It's there. So, yeah, so Black Twitter took Shea Moisture to task. They were like, hey, what is this? You know, what is this Yacoubian foolishness that you have placed in front of us? Yes, that's right, Yacoubian foolishness. For those of you who do not know who Yacoub, the big head scientist, is, that's your homework for the week. Boom. We'll move on. Yeah, but what is this Yacoubian foolishness that you placed in front of us? You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. It was so sad. And then the president of or the CEO of Shea Moisture came out, and he was on Roland Martin's show, and he was pretty much, you know, tap dancing real good. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what happens when you get caught. You know, you tap dance a little bit. You're like, hey, I didn't say you couldn't drive my car. I'm just saying I can't have you driving shotgun right now. That's all I'm saying. Can I not have you driving shotgun right now? That's all it is. Oh, good times. Good times. Good times. What's up, Johnny? Good to see you, man. Good to see you, man. We want to talk about this 100 days of sadness. Anybody? So on Saturday, we're about to hit peak stupidity. We have finally made it through 100 days of ridiculous haircuts on a president. So there's that. So applaud everybody. Applaud ourselves. We made it. You know what I'm saying? Like we'll see what happens. Boom. So having said all that, I don't know what's gonna happen next, but I'm sure it's gonna deal with perhaps more Russian interference or something like that. Who knows? Whatever. Look, just somebody just break out the pee-pee tape and put it on World Star like right now. Just all that's all I'm asking. Just put the pee-pee tape out on World Star and then let the people take care of this. Because clearly, like, Congress doesn't want to do nothing. It's shuffling their feet. You telling me there's a pee-pee tape, and you telling me I can't see it? Like, hey, put out the pee-pee tape, and let's move forward with our lives, all right? You know, R. Kelly had a pee-pee tape. That thing made circulations. Did I see it? Allegedly, yes. Allegedly, yes, I did see it. And, like, and what did I think? Man, you know, that guy's got game. That's all I can say about that, all right? You know, anything else I could say about that? Perhaps not, you know? I don't know if the statute of limitations has lapsed, so I'm just going to be careful and say, man, that dude believes he can fly, and he sure can. All up in it. Boom. Hey, D'Amico, what's going on? Shout out to you. Boom. Yeah. I might need to get my stomach wrapped up too. That is ridiculous. I'm just gonna stay fat for a while though. This might be another fat summer. This might be another fat summer. It's gonna be wonderful. Boom, yay. Anyway, what else do y'all want to talk about? What's going on in y'all lives? Boom. I'm here for the people, as you can see. But I'll let y'all live for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I mean, whatever y'all want to do is whatever I want to do. But Serena Williams is gonna be just fine. She's gonna be as sexy as hell, though. I hate when people like discuss what like mixed people's babies are gonna look like. Like, oh, your baby's gonna look amazing. It's gonna come out that mocha coca color, and the hair is gonna be beautiful and woo. And like, shut up. Stop putting pressure on nobody's baby. All right. I've seen mixed babies come out looking crazy too. All right. Not everybody comes out looking like Halle Berry. All right. Let's keep it 100. Let's just put it out there. Not all babies are cute. There's some of them need to grow into their cuteness. Yes. You know, sometimes you got to wait till like they hit 4 or 5 years old and everything like that. Right. So anyway, I'm going to take a little break for now. Try to settle this out. But we are going to play a little something you might like. This is Luchini by Camp Low. Keep it locked on Radio Free Brooklyn. Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich. What? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit. What? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit. What? Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as an E7, showboating with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Digger. Let's get for what this worth as we confiscate your figures. Casanova Brown, levitating Jiki and Ashiki's the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band. The big chiller diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, a pleasure from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue. I play the thief, why?
Sensations at the Monte Carlo, screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castles, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteas, two flayers for swerving on corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on this. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're a Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GT vibes and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork, it's Nina Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GT vibes and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork, it's Nina Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Fallen sparrows through the seas, a black Caesar to convince a silky days. Satin nice, taking flight, Dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface. Bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we
nine.
And from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fancini in London. Relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it. Never been my function, stoning, robbing. We heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it. But bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it. The low will forever be nice and
yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red. They get you gracious, he be sipping on my red. We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vines. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red. We start the Harlem River quiver, dig it sweet daddy. Chopping the crimson blade, high Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
As we exit the place with grace, just the armor rather the bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mess. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah.
of this.
This is it, what?
Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GK finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GK finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is
yeah,
it,
the what? Keeper, he be sipping on my red. The Geechee Vicious, he be sipping on my red. The Joe Chink, he be sipping on my red. The Chiquita Yid, he be sipping on my red. We got Asti Fumanti, we're on my red. And then my man Ill Will sip on my red. And then my man Cabin, the same sipping that. We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat. And then I float side to side in my coolie high. And then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah. And then I flow down south with the boogie flat. And then I slide up in between the sticky foot off.
Yeah, we're back live on Radio Free Brooklyn and Butt Sweat and Beers. What is up, my men? How are you doing? Good. I am here with you. Anyway, boom. Yes, that was. Oh my God, what's up? What's up, Janania? I miss your face. Oh, that was Camp Low with Luchini pouring from the sky. So let's get rich. What? Anyway. Boom. Happy Wednesday. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Friday. Happy butt sweating beers. Speaking about beers, boom. You know, sometimes when I'm feeling a little Billy D. Williams, I like to crack into one. Oh, and have me a beer. It's so good. So tasty. Just need that to clear my palate. And I'm good. Anyway, moving forward, what is going on? Bathtub Remick, I thought I had some stories. What? Bathtub, I thought I had some stories. Let's see. I'm not sure what bathtub I thought I had some stories mean. Okay. Well, you're going to have to be a little more clear on that. I got a friend of mine chiming in on Facebook Live talking about Bathtub Remick. I thought I had some stories. I have not done anything to the bathtub. Let's see. I cleared it out. What happened to the bathtub? What I had some stories. I don't know what that means. I don't even know what that means. You know, I just need more clarity on that situation. Anyway, Guffy to you too, Janaea. I hope Guffy to you, Guffy to the whole borough of Staten Island. Shout out to Staten Island. I wonder why y'all still standing. Boom, Staten Island. Oh man, as soon as y'all get that Ferris wheel, you'll actually be doing something as a borough. Staten Island. Staten Island. We call it Copland, and that's why I never go there. Staten Island. Oh, man. Staten Island. Really? Really? I mean, really? We're still doing that? We're still calling them a borough? For real? I mean, we might as well just call them Ellis Island. I mean, anyway. Oh, Matt, good to meet you. I know I'm not tripping. I don't know what happened. Let's see. A friend of mine wrote, someone wrote that they found you passed out in a bathtub. Now the comment mysteriously disappeared. Oh, no, that comment didn't material. Well, if you were paying attention earlier, yes, I was. This was when I was in college. I was passed out in a bathtub in college. The story goes like this. So I think we were, let's see, picture it. State College, 1999. I believe the Lauryn Hill album just dropped. All was well. And this was my first time living off campus, which was one block away from campus. It was amazing. We invited everybody over for like a Friday night party. In addition to that, I was also cooking. I'm pretty good, burning and turning. That's all I got to say about that. And then for the most part, all I remember was I was drinking a little, what they call that, that delectable drink concoction, Mad Dog 2020. Yeah. Now, here's the thing about Mad Dog 2020. You shouldn't necessarily mix that with anything else. And then things was happening, and then I went full surfboard. And you don't want to go full surfboard, not with no Mad Dog 2020 in your system. So one thing led to another, and I was in a tub. From what I remember, the cops came because the party was so loud that people were actually jumping out of our window because we were on the first floor of our apartment. Shout out to Amon. we were living in the first floor apartment, and then apparently it was so loud. We had a couple of people in there who didn't hit their 21st birthday yet. So they decided, you know what? Now's the time to leave this party. So they opened the back door, jumped out of the first floor window, out of the back. And yeah, that was that. Leaving me in the tub, passed out. I woke up the next morning inebriated and still dizzy. Yeah. Because that's the life that I was living at the time. All right. Am I proud of it? Perhaps. Perhaps I am a little bit proud of it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But was there water in the tub? No, there was no water in the tub. Okay. All right. I need to calm down. All right. There was no water in the tub. We're going to be all right. Anyway. So that was the story. All right. You know, there was some Mad Dog 2020. I passed out in the tub. Cops came, all my friends who were under 21 jumped out the first floor window through the back of my apartment, and then lo and behold, I was still passed out in the tub the next morning. Yeah, there's other parts of that story I will leave out because, you know, I want to save something for the book, so you gotta, there ain't gonna be no book. Look, all I remember was, like, my roommate was like, oh my god, he threw up on himself, so then he turned on the water on me because he thought I was dead. And then another friend of mine, she was like, no, he's not dead. You can feel him breathing. So they turned on the water, whatever. Next thing you know, they pulled out the futon. And then I was naked under the futon, which led me to ask the question next morning, hey, y'all saw me naked? And they were like, yeah. I'm like, come on, man. Y'all can't do that. Now I feel some sort of way. No, there was. Now, thing is, I know your next question is, was there any anal rape? And I say, no, there was nothing. None. Okay. There was no breach of security. I'm good. Ooh. Hey, Kelly Joe. How you doing, Kelly? Good to see you. Boom. Hope all is well. But yeah, so that was that. All right. So that's the whole story in a nutshell. Boom. God bless us all. Darunda. Mm. Moving on to other things. Now that we're all caught up, like, on my life of lewd and lascivious and debaucherous youth and everything. I was trying to talk about Serena Williams and her baby that might be chocolate with milk. I'm like, first of all, there's so many assholes out there. I hate, like it's amazing. Like she, like so Serena came out. And I guess she spoke to, I guess this dude, who his name is Illy Nastasi, who was like, you know, At his peak, he was a world ranked number one tennis player or something like that. But he was a dick. So he came out. He said they asked him a question about you hear Serena Williams pregnant? It's like, yeah. I wonder what the baby's gonna look like. Is it gonna be chocolate with milk? I'm like, you're an asshole, dude. Like, you know, you need to go somewhere. You need to go and kick some rocks. Kick some rocks off a rubber wall so that can hit your fucking face, you asshole. Know this. Okay, there you go. I said it. Boom. Anyway, moving forward. What else is going on out there? What else is going on? Cats the musical's back. Oh, my God. I've never seen Cats. Anybody? Anybody seen Cats? What's going on? Talk to me, people. This is a one-way conversation. I also want to bring up some things about the following. Where is this thing? There, like, I was I'm trying to get into this show. I was watching the show on Netflix, Chewing Gum. Anybody watch this? Man, that show is great. Oh my God. I was sitting on the couch watching on my phone. Oh man. And I was like, this is a great little show. I wish this was out when I was younger, you know, but clearly, you know, Netflix is for the kids or something like that, I guess. But whatever. Anyway, I immensely enjoyed the show. It was quite delicious. There's a second season. It's kind of dope. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. What else I was going to talk about? Oh, hold on. I'm going through people's, comments now. Because if I missed your question, please, by all means. And hey, anybody on Facebook Live, please feel free to ask questions or talk to me or engage. It's okay. I'm not going to play you or anything like that. EJ, what's going on, girl? I see you out in these streets. Boom. I see you, girl. I see you. Anyway. Yeah. So, it's about that time again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the NFL draft. Oh. That's right. Oh, it's going to be free stripper weekend somewhere. Oh, my God. Philadelphia. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Oh, my God. Because someone's going to get their cheeks clapped. It's amazing. Oh, shout out to the NFL. Oh, the new breed of Bucks is coming in. Oh, look at that. Oh, man, I tell you. Yeah, slavery is gone, but the NFL is still here. And that's all that people need to remember. It's real. Greg, good to see you. Hope everything is well with you, sir. Boo. Yay. Shout out to all of Long Island. There you go. That's what I'm going to say to you, Greg. Shout out to you. I hope everything is well with you. You're like, over there, and that's all I'm good as, at that place that I will not mention, whatever. Yes, but the NFL draft is on Thursday. Will be held in, Philadelphia. I like the NFL draft. Every time I see the NFL draft, I'm thinking, you know what? Some stripper is going to make her whole year. It's going to make her whole year at the NFL draft. I mean, and thing is, the NFL draft is so well set up. Because now, instead of just one day, they do it on 3 days. So they do these are the dudes who get $2.5 million a year on the first night. And the on Friday, they're like, these are the dudes who are getting $1.5 to $2 million. It's like on Friday. And then on Saturday, it's like, these are the dudes who just made the squad, but hey, they've got potential. So just keep holding on to this dude. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Someone breaks an ankle, this dude might be the MVP of the squad this year. Who knows? Well, EJ talked to me and she said, they messing up traffic patterns with a stupid draft. This draft is amazing. How dare you? Don't you talk about this draft. This draft is bringing millions to your city, a.k.a. Philadelphia, the Bronx with a cracked bell. What are you talking about? You love it. There you go. Oh my God, it's gonna be amazing. They might as well just have strippers on Broad Street, you know, and just they should have a stripper per every draftee or something like that. That'd be great, you know. I'm sure they could do something. Oh man, every time I think of strippers, I just keep thinking about Sue's Rendezvous. Rest in peace, Sue's Rendezvous. I can't believe you're out of business, baby. Oh my God. You never forget your first, man. Anyway, moving forward. Yeah, but yes. I'm not gonna get too sportsy on you because some of y'all hate sports, but and or just don't want to deal with it. But for the most part, let's see. Who's got the first pick this year? Is it Cleveland? Cleveland, this is for you. So Cleveland's most likely gonna ruin their draft night. I don't know what they're gonna do. It's Cleveland. No one wants to play there. LeBron won the championship there. The Cleveland Indians almost won a World Series and then coughed it up to the Cubs. Who knew? And then Cleveland got the first pick because they were that horrible. It's been a wonderful sports year for Cleveland. That's and if you look at it the right way, you know what I'm saying? Like basketball, baseball, football at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's going to be a great day in Philadelphia with this draft. How dare you, EJ? It's going to be amazing. It's one weekend. Think about this. Cause I think this weekend this weekend's the draft. What is next weekend? What's the name? The Penn Relays. Oh my God. Penn Relays. Woo. I love me some Penn Relays. Oh, is Penn Relays next? Is Penn Relays next weekend or did that happen already? I hope Penn Relays didn't happen. I might want to go out to Penn Relays. If anybody's subscribed to this show, please talk to me. I might need your couch. I might need to get out to the Penn Relays just to be out there. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a track and field participant, but I was a track and field enthusiast. Hey now, that's all I have to say. Man, I love the women's 4x4. That's all I have to say. Cleveland always needed the top pick. They do need the top pick. Cleveland's horrible. But it's Cleveland. Have you ever been out to Cleveland? I remember going out to Cleveland when I was, I want to say about 18 or 19. I did what's the name? I used to work for, the Upward Bound Math Science in the summer. And that was Upward Bound Math and Science. So I went out to Cleveland because we went to the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the first day with the kids. And the kids, they were like, oh, this is cute, whatever. And then the next day we went out to Cedar Point. And they loved Cedar Point. Cedar Point was freaking amazing. And you should always do Cedar Point unless you have heart conditions and everything like that. Don't go on roller coasters. But they're like, outside of that, Cleveland – wow, Cleveland is one of those towns where it's like, oh, Cleveland is the runner up to Chicago, because I don't see any other big Midwest town outside of Cleveland. Cleveland is it. Like Chicago's so sexy that you forget Cleveland's related. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Like Chicago is Friday, Cleveland is Monday morning. That's what it is. There you go. That's my analysis on that. Let's see. The Penn Relays this weekend. Oh, wait, it's the same weekend? Are you serious? Oh, Penn Relays is this weekend. This is, oh, my God. Man, 80 degrees all weekend. Oh, my God. Penn Relays is this weekend? Damn it. The NFL be fucking up. Why they gotta be grabbing up everything that's going on? Oh, so now I want to apologize to my listener, EJ. EJ, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. Your traffic patterns are all types of fucked up due to the fact that the NFL decided to hold the damn draft in Philadelphia this weekend. Horrible, wrong, soulless, and immoral. Damn them. Damn them back to hell. Like my bad. You got that. I did not know that. Like, geez. Like you gotta, like they gotta plan things out right. Like you just can't be, you know what I'm saying? It just can't be Brody my weekend just because like, oh yeah, well people are gonna be there. Well, why don't we just put some more athletes like in the ring? That's corny as fuck. Oh my God. Upper Bound alumni too. I was a they tricked me. I had to. What was it? So that summer, I stayed up at Penn State, and I was taking classes, but I didn't have anywhere to live, and I was like, I need to figure this out. And then somebody talked to me, and they were like, "Hey, would you like to just be a counselor?" And I was like, "Cool, fine. Like, what do I got to do? It's like, all right, well, you'll get the housing all year, all summer long, but for about 6 to 8 weeks, we want you to run upper bound. I was like, all right, cool, let's do that. And so, boom, there you go. So, like, so for about, I think, 4 weeks, I was living alone in a dorm, in a whole dorm room building by myself. And I was like, oh, this is scary. But, I was too young and too stupid to, like, walk around and listen to the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ca-ca-ca-ca. Because I'm not white and I don't do that. You know, I just lock my doors. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's right. I said it. I'm not white and I don't do that. I don't believe in, like, scary things. And if scary things happen, you know, I know how to run. Like, don't let the gut fool you. I will run a 4.2 in the 40-yard dash if I have to. Don't fuck around. Uh-uh. Like, they ain't going to catch me. Like, oh, I could get real quick. I can get, like panther cheetah quickness if I need to. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I just hide it all under this little, like, you know, teddy bear cuteness and everything like that. So whatever. Like, but I am fast. You know, me and Usain Bolt, we train on the weekends. That's all I have to say. So, yeah. But outside of all of that, I was living in the dorms for like a good 10 weeks. And then the program came and the program left. And I still had my dorm room all summer long because they had like other small programs that came in and they were like, hey, like we need just somebody on the floor just in case. And I'm like, oh, of course, I'm here. So, yeah, man, it was that was like a good little something or other. Like, don't get me wrong. I wish I'd have been an RA and got the free computer, but whatever. That didn't happen. It is okay. Not bitter. Maybe I am. I'm just saying it would be all right. Damn. Pen relays. Oh, I'm missing it. Did anybody go out to Blue and White Weekend? Wait, EJ, did you go out to Blue and White Weekend? And now we're making this a personal conversation. I'm so sorry, folks, but I had to. Anyway. I haven't gone up to Penn State for a while because, like, not for nothing. Man, that's a long-ass ride up there. I didn't really realize how long it is from, like, New York to just go up there. Like, ugh, just too much. Like, woo. Like, I look at like long distances. Like I look at like animals at the zoo. I like to admire you from afar. I'm just gonna admire you from afar. And if there's like a camera that I can kind of watch you, I'm like, okay, that's cute. And that's about it. Boom, Jabri, what's going on, man? Boom, welcome to Butt Sweat and Beers. How are you doing? Boom, clink to you. Oh, yay. So yeah. We turned out all the lights. EJ says, we turned out all the lights and played hide and seek in the dorms. Weren't you there for that? You know what? I wasn't there for that. Like, geez, someone should have told me. Like, what dorms was that? Like, geez. Like, what, was I up there? Like, were we in Packer, Penny Packer? Like, what dorms are these at? I'm like, geez, someone should have said something. Oh, man. The girl slipped on the water and bust her head in the shower. Ooh. And there you go, folks. You know what I'm saying? Like, geez. Hey, safety first. Safety first, my friends. You got to be about safety first. That's all I got to say about that. You know, I'm a safety first type of dude. You know what I mean? Like, I like every time I uncrown my beer, I'm just making sure like nobody gets cut with the beer cap and everything like that, because those things are sharp. All right. So safety first, my friends. Man. That is tasty. Good body on that beer. Shout out to Hops. Anyway, let's see. So EJ said, no Blue and White Weekend for me. A long ride to feel racism at its finest. Oh, you know what? That is true. I'm going to double down on your feelings on that and say, yes, you're absolutely right. However, you know what you got to do, though? Every time I go up to State College, here's what I do. I look at it like this. I feel like I'm a visiting slave. I kid you not. This is the truth. I remember the first time I went back to State College, just to visit was 2001. Well, 2002 to see a couple of friends of mine graduate and everything like that, and we all went to this place on College Avenue There's this like bar. It's called I think it was called like Place. It was called PlayStation at the time or something like that. Or whatever. It's like it was like on the end of College Avenue. There's like a big seating area outside. You know, it looked like where everybody was just chilling and having fun. So anyway, so a bunch of us who was there or like from way back from who just came up for the weekend. We went out there and then we just sat out there. Had a couple of drinks, boom, and I think we sat out there for like a good 4 hours. Now, mind you, we were thinking, like, when the check came, we thought the check was going to be something like ridiculous, like, oh, this is going to be like about like $150, $200, you know what I'm saying? Because we were all kind of going crazy, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we were all within ourselves, you know? Like we were just like, all right, well, whatever. The check came up. And the check, I kid you not, till this day, this is the best. This is like the greatest moment in drink history. The check came up to about $80. $80. And I was like, and everybody checked it out. So one of my friends, he pulled it over, he took it, and he paid the whole bill. And he's like, I'm expensing this. My friend Shawane expensed it. And I was like, that dude is the dude. But yeah, and I was like, good for you, my friend. Like, oh, and then we just kept having drinks afterwards. It was a great weekend. Boom. Keith, what's up, man? Shout out to you, Coach Keith. Boom. Anyway, but we had, 4 hours? You know, if we wasn't drinking for 4 hours, we were, like, sipping, watching, sipping, checking our phones, sipping, waiting for people. People came, people left. You know how this goes. But you don't got nothing to do up there. I mean, geez, when I go and visit State College, I'm like, what am I going to do? Like relive like the days that I went up to the forum and had classes? No, like whatever, man. Like, geez, yeah. So so very much we just sat there, chilled. The sun was out. We were chilling. We didn't go back to I think we were staying out at not Heritage Oaks. I think it was like the Commons or something like that. So so pretty much we were out there for like a while, like 3 to about 7 or 8 o'clock, and then. You know, went back, you know, showered up for the night, went out to the den, you know, da-da-da-da-da. You know, it was what it was. It felt like being in college without going to class. And I was like, oh, that's why people come up here on the weekends. I get it now. Because for a while, I just didn't necessarily understand, like, why would you want to go back? I'm like, because there's days I didn't want to go back. But at the same time, like, I had the opportunity and the privilege of performing comedy at Penn State. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. So apparently it was a Bunton Wallace weekend. And I got to perform at the Penn Stater and everything. And I was like, this is great. And I was like, I can't believe this. Like, Penn State's paying me while I'm paying them back. This is amazing. I love this. I love this. This is great. I do it again. But whatever. But it was a good ass time. That's all I have to say about that. You know, but at the same time, I didn't understand. I it was lost upon me, the whole idea of like, why would you want to go up to school after you're done with school? You know, I was like, oh, because I had the slave mentality. Like, all I want to do is graduate out of here and just leave, you know? Like, it took me 5 years to graduate out of there, and I'm proud of that too. And I was like, I had to switch majors, things happen, you know what I'm saying? I dropped a semester, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Oh, but I mean, but I'm here. I'm good, you know what I'm saying? I'm standing, you know? And the thing is, I feel better for the experience. At the same time, like, I think these kids don't understand, like, not everything's going to be perfect, but that's okay. Like, you point some youngins my way, and I will tell them it's okay. Like, boom, here's right. Rule number one, you're going to fail. Rule number two, you're going to, but as you fail, know that you're not a failure. That's all you need to know. You're not a failure if you fail. Shit happens, okay? Just keep trying, dig, go hard, all right? Clap. If you can't dunk, at least clap the backboard. If you can't clap the backboard, at least jump. Do something. You know what I'm saying? Go hard. I feel like a dinosaur. When I went back, like, my best years were long ago. Don't feel like a dinosaur. You still got it, girl. You know what I'm saying? Boom, you bad and bougie. You're going to be all right. Look, like, we like here's the truth. This goes to everybody. Like, regardless if you went to Penn State or not, here's the truth about life. You know, your youth was the time spent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like saying, like, oh, I feel like a dinosaur. Like, okay, you're not a baby anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're better. You know, you come out of things knowing now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think knowledge is better than going in there just being a newbie. You're like, just like not knowing. But it's nice to go in fresh on certain things. But at the same time, I'd like to know certain things. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Oh, man. Let's see. I'm reading something and it says, I felt like this is what adulthood feels like, and it sucked. It sucks, but you know what I'm saying? You just, you know, you stand up to it. You say, whatever. I become the adult I want to be. You become the adult you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Channel all that. Like we'll get it right. We'll get it right. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, look, I'm at the top of the hour, about 3 minutes and change before the end of the show. It's been a good show. I didn't know it was gonna be an I reminisce about school show, but whatever. You know, that's what happens when you talk about, you know, you passing out in the tub in college. But whatever. Anyway, so what did we learn today? Do not mix Mad Dog 2020 with any other liquors. All right. Two. You're like, hey, you fail, but you're not a failure. You're going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Do you. You know what I'm saying? Exist. You feel young. Let's see. EJ says, I feel young until I have uncovered all these grays. That's okay. The grays are good. Like, you can call them all they want, but you know what I'm saying? I look at grays like I look at like women who got, like, you know, stretch marks. I'm like, that's called growth. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy growth. The growth is good. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be all right. Brr, shout out to stretch marks. Anyway, all right, I'm going to take my perf self home, but y'all been wonderful. I'm going to leave you all with a little Tribe Called Quest. You've all been wonderful. Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching me on Facebook Live for Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Shout out to Radio Free Brooklyn. Boom. Ramel is next with Air Hammer on Radio Free Brooklyn. All right. Boom. Y'all been wonderful. Peace out.
Dark, the bus's voice is vast. Like, one for the trouble, two for the bass. You know the style tip. It's time to flip this. I like my beats hard like 2-day-old. Steady eating booty MCs like cheese grits. My man, I'll be sure he's in effect mode. Used to have a crush on doing for men vote. It's not like Honey Dip would want to get with me, but just in case, I own my condoms in TLC. Now the formula is this, me tipping Ali. For those who can't count, it goes 1, 2, 3. The
anti-random.
A big up is who I be. Brothers find it's hard to do, but never me. Some brothers try to diss, but Malik, you see him bitching me, not care about them DBMC. Trini Gladiator, anti-hesitator, Shahid push the Vader, from here to Grenada. Mr. Energetic, who me sound pathetic? When's the last time you heard a funky diabetic?
I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, I don't know. Complimentary, we the three for poetry. I got a humdinger coming hook, line, and sinker. The Timbo hoofs with the prints on the ground. Timbo's on the toes, I like the way it's going down. Down like a lady of the evening. When it goes in tits, just believe it's in. Cause Queens is the county, Jamaica is the place. Take off your piece, cause you can't win the race.
Oh my God, yeah.